This morning on WCHL, Orange County's lawyer says the Rogers Road remediation plan is a go. 2 years have passed since the brutal murder of a UNC sophomore, and while the Carolina community comes together today in a moment of remembrance, the parents extend their plea for help.
Perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
And a new development proposed in Carrboro could add a large shopping center directly across from Carrboro Plaza. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. A four-point victory wasn't received well by poll voters, but UNC football coaches and players said they couldn't have done it without the primetime crowd.
Our guys fed off of that the entire game, and we needed every single person that was in those stands.
Plus, the Carolina Panthers hold on for their first win in week one, and
it was a night to remember in Keenan Stadium.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, showers all day, 90% chance of rain, our high today in the middle 70s. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Roberts had previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the Planning Department discriminated against the majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Roberts said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Sunday marked 2 years since the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. There still has not been an arrest, but police say they're close. And last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of getting that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shaw reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forward and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community and she affected so many lives and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shaw.
Parth Shaw is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Developers who want to build on one of the largest lots of commercial land left in Carrboro are calling a community meeting to discuss the plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Arcus Development Group wants to build a shopping center across from Carborough Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store, as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other retail to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would be set aside for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday night to discuss the plan. That meeting begins at 7 o'clock in Carborough Town Hall. Northside Elementary School in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in North Carolina to receive LEED Platinum certification with the Green Building Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has details.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED, achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
Partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside, that's what made it great.
Mosley Architects Energy Analytics Specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this off.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
In case you missed it last week, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and Republican challenger Tom Tillis largely stuck to themes in their first debate, familiar to any regular North Carolina television watcher of commercials by the candidates and their allies. But each candidate threw in a wrinkle or two that many voters had not yet heard about on television ads, but could arise in the campaign's final 8 weeks. With polls showing the campaign a toss-up, any tinkering of rhetoric could make a difference. Tillis surprised some by expressing support for expanding over-the-counter birth control options. He was responding to a question about a new U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding religious objections by some businesses to offer contraception coverage to employees. Hagan sought to differentiate herself from Tillis on immigration. It's unusual because Republicans largely have had political advantage on the issue. And visitors to the state capitol will be able to tour areas of the building rarely open to the public. The capitol will be open on Saturday, September 20th, that is a week from this coming Saturday, for a signature discovery tour, which is held a few times each year. Visitors will see the governor's suite, the outdoor porticos, and some attic space as well. The one-hour tour takes an in-depth look at the capitol's history and architecture. The tours are available by reservation only, and tickets cost $15 each. Participants have to be 10 years of age or older and feel comfortable walking upstairs and in confined spaces. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. Our traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've got wet roadways out there right now, so please use caution as you travel this morning. Might not be a bad idea to give yourself just a couple extra minutes this morning, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, because traffic might be a little bit slower, and you want to give yourself a little bit extra time to travel a little slowly as well. Right now, the usual morning slowdowns, 15501 northbound and southbound, might see some delays out there. No accidents being reported, no major delays, but if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the home of fresh brewed coffee. They serve it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It's brought to you by Four Corners, and it's going to be wet all day. It looks like that. 90% chance of rain today. Showers and a high in the middle 70s. Again, 9 chances out of 10. Tonight, we'll have an 80% chance of rain continuing with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, a little bit better. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, mainly early in the day. And our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. So a little less chance of rain tomorrow and a little warmer temperatures, but really nice temperatures today. Highs in the middle 70s. Can you believe that? Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your 6 lunch is free at Four Corners in downtown Chapel Hill. 718 at WCHL. Sad news to report this morning. A spokesman says S. Truett Cappy, who started a post-war diner in Atlanta that grew into the Chick-fil-A restaurant chain, has died. Kathy was 93 years old. Chick-fil-A spokesman Mark Baldwin tells the Associated Press that Kathy died early today at home, surrounded by family members. For decades, Kathy's fast food restaurants have offered a taste of the South, from chicken sandwiches to sweet tea and biscuits and gravy. Chain also is known for its Bible Belt observance of Sunday. None of its more than 1,800 restaurants in 39 states and Washington, D.C. are open on that day to allow employees a day of rest. Kathy's $6 billion fortune as the founder of Chick-fil-A put him on the yearly Forbes magazine list of the wealthiest Americans in the country. Kathy was also known for his political, Republican politics. Again, Truett Cappy, the founder of the Chick-fil-A restaurant chain, has died early this morning at the age of 93. 719 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. Let's talk about Carolina's football game on Saturday night. Boy, it was an exciting time. UNC head coach Larry Fedora and players were quick to point out the impact of the rowdy crowd that generated a true home field advantage inside the striped-out Keenan Stadium on Saturday night in the Tar Heels' 31-27 comeback win over the San Diego State Aztecs. This was one of those games where if you didn't care who won, it would be really exciting to watch. A lot of highlights in that game. WCHL's Matt Oaks has more on the story.
You know, I want to congratulate the crowd, our student section, the Tar Pit. I mean, that was an unbelievable atmosphere. They did just a tremendous job throughout the entire game, and our guys fed off of that the entire game. And we needed every single person that was in those stands. And as much yelling as they did, I know they're wore out, just like our guys are wore out. So I really appreciate the effort they gave tonight with that atmosphere.
That was head coach Larry Fedora. The crowd noise made an impact from the get-go, with San Diego State having to burn a timeout on the very first series on a big third down and 8. And it didn't stop there. Delay of game penalties and false starts plagued the Aztec offense all night, likely in large part thanks to the 58,000 plus strong in attendance screaming their lungs out. Decked out in perfectly coordinated Carolina blue and black attire in alternating sections to achieve the impressive stripe-out effect. Even when UNC's play on the field was giving the fans little to cheer about, the crowd hung in there, never abandoning the cause, and they were rewarded for their loyalty. The roars reached a crescendo following the game-clinching interception in the end zone by senior safety Tim Scott in the waning seconds of the contest. Keenan Stadium erupted. Turnovers have been a major story to the season so far for Carolina. Through two games, the Tar Heels have already forced 9 turnovers, 5 of them interceptions. But a big contributor to those takeaways has to be the disruptive nature of the home fans. It's a symbiotic relationship. The crowd feeds off the big plays by the defense, and the defense is fired up by the energy produced from the stands. Coach Fedora says the turnovers were the difference in the ball game.
Defense created 3 takeaways, and they scored on one of them, was a 100-yard return, and then they took one down to the 15-yard line. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game, is the turnovers, and they created those turnovers.
Scott, the hero of the night, says he could feel the electricity in the air and credits the fans for willing the Tar Heels over the finish line.
The crowd was amazing. They definitely beat Miami's game last year. They were giving us energy throughout the whole game, and at times we weren't feeding off of it. We weren't playing as good. But towards the end of the game, I felt like we were feeding off their energy, and it was getting us excited, and we were ready to play.
Junior quarterback Marquise Williams, who completed 20 of 29 passes for 255 yards and 2 touchdowns, says the 2-0 start gives the team a ton of momentum heading into the bye week, followed by a shot at revenge at East Carolina September 20th.
It gives us a lot. You know, we're going into a big doghouse in 2 weeks at ECU, and it's going to be crazy packed, and it's going to be unbelievable. But to this team, it gives us a lot of energy and a lot of hype. We're not going to relax on this bye week. We're going to go harder, and we're going to practice Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A lot of guys won't think we should get off, but I think we should keep battling now and keep going to get what we deserve.
But that next hurdle on the road in Greenville can wait for now. The passion and hunger for a winner was palpable in the Tar Pit Saturday night. And what's more, the Tar Heel faithful, students, alumni, and fans got just that. A memorable win they all had a hand in. But the biggest positive for Coach Fedora, who has been on a crusade to change the football culture at Carolina since he was hired in 2011, is that all those in attendance for the memorable triumph over the Aztecs were thoroughly entertained. They'll be back. Matt Oakes, 97.9. 9FM WCHO.
And I tell you, there's been a lot of talk about the highlights in that game. There were some really exciting plays. And how about the second half that Marquise Williams turned in? Really great job at quarterback. Derek Anderson filled in nicely for injured Cam Newton at quarterback for the Panthers, throwing for 230 yards and a couple of touchdowns on Sunday to lead the Carolina Panthers to a 20-14 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Despite rallying with 2 late TDs, it was an ugly debut for the Bucs under Coach Lovie Smith. The defense applied little pressure on Anderson all day, and in offense, it was among the worst in the NFL in 2013, showed few signs of improvement until midway through the fourth quarter when they seemed to get it going, with Cam Newton cheering from the sideline after being held out because of a rib injury suffered in preseason, first game he's missed as a starter for the Carolina Panthers since he's had a Carolina Panthers uniform on. Anderson completed 24 of 34 passes with no interceptions and 1 sack. The 10th-year pro tossed three touchdowns of 5 yards to Greg Olsen and 26 yards to rookie Kelvin Benjamin out of Florida State. And Carolina's defense did its part, too. So impressive win for the Carolina Panthers yesterday. Not a very good team they were playing, but still it was really good to get that victory with the Panthers with Cam Newton sitting out, and hopefully he'll be back in time for the next game. Junior Summer Green and freshman Annie Kingman tallied goals on Sunday afternoon. The number 14 Carolina women's soccer team defeated number 18 Arkansas 2-1 at the Duke Nike Classic at Koskinen Stadium. Tar Heels got 2 wins on the weekend against top 20 teams. UNC improved to 3-2-1 on the season. They also defeated the number 7 Penn State Nittany Lions 1-0 in double overtime, a rematch of the 2012 National Championship. Razorbacks are now 3-2-1 on the season as well. UNC finished with a 22-4 edge in shots against the Hogs, 11-2 in each half of the game. UNC also had an edge in corner kicks, 7-3. North Carolina senior holding midfielder Brooke Elby was named the defensive most valuable player of the Duke Nike Classic. Duke's Kelly Cobb was the offensive MVP. Other Tar Heels in the all-tournament team were junior forward Summer Green, senior defender Satara Murray, and freshman defender Jesse Scarpa. Tar Heels took the lead on Summer Green's first goal of the season at the 16-20 mark of the match. Tar Heels' lead was short-lived, however, as Arkansas answered with a goal by Margaret Power, her first of the season, assisted by Claire Kelly and Ashley Ellenwood. With 20 minutes left in the first half, Carolina switched to a 4-2-3-1 formation and began to use its bench liberally. At 38-30, UNC freshman Annie Kingman produced a winning score, gathering in a cross from the right side and burying it in the left corner past Carter. Brianna Heberlin Cleveland went the full 90 minutes in the goal for the Tar Heels to earn the win. Carter played all 90 minutes for the Razorbacks. She had 5 saves altogether. UNC now has a 13-day break in its schedule before starting conference play on Saturday, September 20th at Notre Dame against the number 25 Fighting Irish. That game to be played at 7 p.m. and it will be nationally televised on ESPN3. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It was a night to remember in Keenan Stadium. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Kudos to Carolina for pulling off the stripe out in Keenan Saturday night. I guess the athletic department sent emails to all of the season ticket holders telling them what color to wear, because one section wore black and the next section wore blue. One black, the next blue. The end zones were painted blue, black, blue, black, and even the team wore blue pants and black jerseys. Pretty cool. Or should I say pretty hot, as the steamy night in Keenan had many fans bailing early and Carolina running subs into the game in waves. But despite a first half when UNC's only touchdown was a 100-yard interception return by Brian Walker, the game turned thriller and went down literally to the last play. That's when Tim Scott, one of 6 seniors on the Tar Heel 2-deep roster, made a spectacular interception with 12 seconds remaining to preserve his team's second win against no losses. Now, after a week off, the Heels go to Greenville to face East Carolina and then on to Clemson. Even if they lose those two and also at Notre Dame, Carolina looks capable of winning 9 games. UNC has now forced 9 turnovers in 2 weeks, something Larry Fedora emphasizes every day in practice. And the offense will get more consistent now that Fedora has named Marquise Williams his starter and first-team quarterback. Mitch Trubisky, the great athlete from Mentor, Ohio, will certainly get to play some more this season. But rotating QBs just won't work because they are, well, rotating. It only works if both of them play great, but after 2 games it appeared that neither was comfortable in that role. Marquise was pretty sensational against San Diego State, particularly in the second half when he hit Quinshard for 1 TD, threw a record-breaking long bomb to Mac Hollins for another, and engineered what turned out to be the winning drive with Elijah Hood getting his first college touchdown. Marquise threw for 255 yards and 2 scores and ran for 63 yards himself, breaking a couple of big plays to keep drives alive. Night games, especially this time of the year, are great fun, and when the fans are engaged as they were in this one, it is spectacular theater. A dramatic ending doesn't hurt the equation, especially if it results in a Tar Heel victory. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our 3 convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from 2 options, mosquito barrier spray for up to 1/2 acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
7:30 in WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 65 this morning in Carrboro, also 65 in Hillsboro. Showers likely all day, 90% chance of rain, high today in the middle 70s. Tonight we're looking at showers, lows in the middle 60s, and the chance of rain is still 80%. Tomorrow a little bit better, mostly cloudy for the first part of the day, at least 50-50 chance of showers, mainly in the morning, and the high temperature tomorrow in the lows in the upper 70s. So definitely get ready for the rain today, no question. Four Corners is home of the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is free at Four Corners.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. How to push back ISIS?
The next phase is now to start going on some offense.
That's what the president told NBC. Strategy to be laid out how the administration will deal with ISIS in Syria and in Iraq. Details come out later this week after he discusses a plan with Congress and speaks to the nation about it on Wednesday. More from White House correspondent Bill Plant.
The plan will not include ground troops, but airstrikes will continue. Nine U.S. allies have agreed to help. The president will also ask Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates to step up.
And California Democrat Dianne Feinstein also told CNN,
he is now on the offense. It is overdue, but the president is now there.
Feinstein also has an op-ed in USA Today this morning. She urges Americans to understand, even though we may be weary of war, how serious is the threat from ISIS?
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Roberts had previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the Planning Department discriminated against the majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Roberts said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Saturday, or Sunday rather, marked 2 years since the murder of UNC sophomore student Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. There still has not been an arrest after all this time, but police say they're close. And last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of getting that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shaw reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forward and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawasaponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community, and she affected so many lives, and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shah.
Parth Shah is a reporter with Carolina Connection, a show that's done by students, for students. It's the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Developers who want to build on one of the largest pieces of commercial land left in Carborough are calling a community meeting to discuss the plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Argus Development Group wants to build a shopping center right across from Carborough Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store, as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other retail to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would be set aside for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday night to discuss the plan. That meeting starts at 7 o'clock at Carborough Town Hall. Northside Elementary School in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in all of North Carolina to receive LEED Platinum certification with a Green Buildings Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
Partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside, that's what made it great.
Mosley Architects Energy Analytics Specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this off.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And news around town this morning, congratulations to the Chapel Hill High School girls cross country team. It's voted the National Girls Cross Country Team of the Week by Mile Splits, a nationwide high school track and field network. The honor recognizes Chapel Hill's terrific performance in August at the Jungle Run in Hope Mills, when three teams of Chapel Hill High School girls in three divisions all won their respective races, competing against 63 other teams. It's the first time the Chapel Hill High School girls cross country team has received any state or national recognition. Pretty good way to start. The team is coached by Joan Nesbitt-Mabe. You can see all our News Around Town stories on our website at chapelboro.com. Just go there and click on the News Around Town link. It is 7:40 at WCHL. Coming up, Raleigh Mann has today's commentary. He says when it comes to singing the national anthem, just sing it the way it ought to be sung. Don't embellish it. Don't try to ad-lib. Don't try to make yourself a star in the way you perform it. That's on the way on WCHL. So, Rand, next time somebody asks you to sing the national anthem, just stick to the way it's written.
Well, right? Have you seen the Saturday Night Live skit where Maya Rudolph?
Yeah,
sings it. Oh, hey,
I think
it's just hilarious, and so I mean, it makes the point very well of that. And that's pretty.
Yeah,
funny.
You know, I really love it when somebody just sings it the way it's supposed to be sung.
It's
and
beautiful.
They, like Whitney Houston is one that comes to mind.
Sure. Yeah.
The performances she had many years ago was just incredible. The only time that I think
some people who are on either side of the fence with Whitney Houston singing the national anthem, but
the only time that I think that it was just incredible was one time that Marvin Gaye performed it at an NBA game.
Uh-huh.
It was like, I can't remember if it was NBA All-Star game or NBA Championship Series or something. Marvin Gaye did it and just did an incredible version of it, but not too many people can sing like Marvin Gaye.
Well, if you've never heard the Cactus Cuties do it, they did it, I believe it was a Texas Tech college basketball game, and they sang it a cappella, and I think there were four of them, and they were all under the age of 13, I believe.
Wow.
Beautiful. I mean, just beautifully sung. And then the other one is the Gaither Vocal Band.
Uh-huh.
They also sang it a cappella, and they're older gentlemen, but they're 5, 7 of them maybe singing a cappella. Gorgeous. Those two, I think, are my all-time favorites as far as the national anthem.
I have to go check
beautifully done.
Yeah. I love a cappella singing.
Well, I'll post them on WCHL's Facebook page. How about that?
Well, that'd be good.
Everybody can check
that'd
them
be
out.
Good. I'd really love to check those out, especially the second one you mentioned.
Yeah, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Bunch of guys singing harmony. Oh, I love that stuff, man.
Gorgeous.
It's 7:42 at WCHL, and Rand is here to tell you all about what's happening at chapelboro.com.
Well, Jeff Danner is back with another Monday morning column, and he talks about how to teach an engineer to play guitar.
Hmm.
Different kind of swing to his common science blogs that he does for us on Chapelboro every week.
Yeah.
And that'll be an interesting one to watch out for. Also, the college pick'em is in the books for 2 weeks now. And
really.
Not as good a week, but Anthony Wellman.
Yeah,
look at this guy. I think he was playing us last year.
He's heating them up, man.
That's right. 9 out of 10 this week for Anthony. So he had 10 out of 10 last week. That's of the Chapelboro personalities. He was able to win that one. I dropped down a little bit and only got 7 this week myself.
I only got 6 this week.
Yeah, it was a tough week.
I picked some upsets and turned out to be wrong on some of those.
That's right. Well,
I picked East Carolina to beat South Carolina for one thing. That didn't work.
No, it was close, but.
But, you know, I don't know. I just don't do well in those things. I don't know why.
Well, Ted Arrington got 9 right and picked a 35-21 tie-breaking score. So he is our winner this week. Gets $50 to the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. But congratulations to Ted. Tommy Allen comes in second place, also with 9 correct, but not as close on the tiebreaker score. So a $25 gift card to Buns for Tommy Allen. So congratulations to both of you. And we continue it on now. So if you haven't signed up yet and you want to play, you can still win those week-to-week prizes, which is, again, a $50 gift card for first place, a $25 gift card for second place. So sign up now, make your picks, and you can play all season long with us. And really, you still might be able to catch up to the leaderboard by the end of the season. So sign up now.
You just do it 1 week at a time if you want.
Exactly.
I mean, you can do it this week even though Carolina's not playing.
That's right.
We'll still
be
having the contest. So
tiebreaker is the East Carolina-Virginia Tech game.
Cool.
So that'll be not a lot of local interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we turn our attention to high school football, and the Chapelboro Cup is 3 weeks in now. We've got a three-way tie still for first place as Chapel Hill, Orange, and Northwood are all tied at 3-0. But it was the Chapel Hill Tigers over the Carrboro Jaguars putting a little bit of separation in there as Carrboro fell to 2-1. Cedar Ridge at 2-1 now improving to 2-1 after a 1-1 start, and then East Chapel Hill now sitting at 0-3. So a little bit more separation this week. We expect more and more as the weeks go on, obviously. But that Chapel Hill Carrboro game, that was a good one, and then a lightning delay actually in the third quarter that slowed everything down, if you all remember the the storms that came through the area on Friday night. So you can find the Chapelboro Cup standings and all of the schedules, as well as the broadcast schedule, in the high school sports page under News and Sports. If you just highlight over News and Sports on our page, it'll drop down. You can click on high school football, and that'll get you to that page. So you can check out the Chapelboro Cup as well as all the schedules there. And lots of stuff going on chapelboro.com. It's all available for you with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
You know, I want to add my part to this. The Carolina game on Saturday night was really exciting.
It was.
It was a beautiful night in Kenan Stadium, a little bit on the steamy side.
Yeah.
But, boy, what an exciting game. And Tar Heels didn't play that well in the first half, and in the second half they really got it together. And San Diego State's a pretty good football team.
Yep.
Everybody was looking past them and saying, you know, we ought to be able to handle them. Not necessarily so. They're going to win a lot of football games this year.
Tell you what, the pollsters did not like the outcome of that one for sure, as Carolina dropped out of the AP, not even receiving any votes in the Associated Press poll, and then in the coaches poll, dropped to 25th.
That's amazing.
I was kind of surprised that that it took that big of a hit on these teams on Carolina, but you know. To be honest, that's not a bad place to be in right now.
No.
I'm a big Auburn fan, and my brothers are too. We always talk about how, you know, Auburn doesn't get the preseason love. They always get the number 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, even if they're a really strong team. And we're always like, you know what? That's not a bad place to be.
Yeah,
kind of the same thing for Carolina now. Just hang back there for a little while. Have your week off now. You might see some bumps up after a week off because some teams are going to lose up there. So, you know, just give it some time, then come back, show how strong you are, and you'll make your way up the polls, no problem.
You got it. Well, listen, we have today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann, and that is right after this.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Did you know that Central Dermatology has a full laser center? Doctors Beth Goldstein, Janelle Williams, and Rebecca Todd Bell invite you to experience Carolina Medi Spa. Our beautiful facility provides state-of-the-art laser services that help treat concerns such as skin laxity, brown spots, redness, unwanted hair, tattoo removal, and more. And our friendly and knowledgeable spa staff are always available for complimentary consultations. Find out more by visiting CarolinaMediSpa.com, your first step to great-looking skin.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, hang on for a few minutes, would you? Stick around.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Here's a message for solo singers, from nationally famous recording artists to local folks with a little talent. You are disrespecting our proud nation when you mess around with this national anthem and turn it into a showy performance, and that offends me. As one who sings in choirs and choruses, I've enjoyed the privilege of singing our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at some public events. As a school kid, I enjoyed playing it in bands. We played it and sang it straight, the way it was written, every time. No ad-libbing, any variations, no showing off. We did it that way out of respect for our country and for what its anthem stands for. Dictionaries define an anthem as a formal song of loyalty, praise, or happiness that's important to a particular group of people. It certainly is important to me. I'm a native of Baltimore, where our national anthem was written, and I'm grateful and proud to be an American. What has happened to the respect we used to show for our national anthem? Now, soloists who sing it at public events turn it into a performance worthy of a glitzy nightclub or an American Idol competition. They seize on their magic moment before thousands as an opportunity to demonstrate their vocal range and power and how much they can fool around with its melody. It's a great chance to show off. At a recent Durham Bulls game I attended with some Chapel Hill friends, we witnessed a spectacular example of this, which, alas, has become much more common than the respectable treatment our anthem deserves and receives from choral groups. When the performance at the Bulls game ended, the crowd erupted into cheers and applause, another misguided discourtesy. Performers who sing the national anthem should behave in a way that reflects the solemnity and honor of the occasion, and they should sing it without deviating from the original notation. As for applauding it, that's just bad manners. It's an anthem, our national anthem. We all own it, and we should respect it. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. Web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report this morning brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Some of the usual delays beginning to stack up this morning, but nothing really out of the ordinary. School buses out there, of course, and all the usual delays, all the usual congestion around school areas. So please be careful out there. It is a little bit wet after all the overnight rain we had, so roads may be just a little bit slick. Please be careful. If you want to become a WCHL Road Warrior, you can call us at 919-968-8763. That's our news department number. And you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro if you'd like to help us out. And you can call that any time of the day. The weather looks like this. It is 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Showers likely today. High today about 75. 90% chance of rain all day. 80% chance of rain tonight. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day. And to tell you the truth, I can't wait.
Well, congratulations on making it through the weekend, old friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Same to
you. I know you just get so excited about those ball games.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a good one.
There was
a
reason to be excited this time around, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. I mean, it was a fun game. It really was.
Yeah, it had a little drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. All right, pal, here we go. The word of the day, Monday morning.
Yep.
Roll the drums. Roll the credits.
Okay.
Roll the jelly rolls. All right. Well, I got a compound word for you this morning. That's what the wordsmith calls it.
Okay.
A word that comes into the language combining two other forms. Quote, unquote, just in case somebody wants to argue with us here this morning, Ron. The word of the day is cetiform. Cetiform. It looks like it might be otherwise pronounced, but let me spell it for you, and you take a shot at it. S is in sun, S-E-T-I-F-O-R-M. S-E-T-I-F-O-R-M. Cetiform looks like it might be setiform, but who am I to argue with the wordsmith? Cetiform is an adjective. You got a an incisive guess here for for me about the meaning of the word?
No, I don't have any idea.
Cetiform. Think about bristles. Think about bristles. This is according brand new for both of us. According to the wordsmith, bristle shaped or having bristles. So I suppose it's something you would use to clean up the popo. Or you could be talking about chimpanzees, on the other hand. How's that for a word with some broad range to it?
Well, could you be talking about a hairbrush?
We could. We could. Something I haven't seen in years and that you love to brag about.
Yeah, right.
All right. Cetiform. S-E-T-I-F-O-R-M. An adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Bristle-shaped or having bristles.
All right.
So, Val, when you come to the top of the next hour, good luck with that, okay? Well,
thanks very much, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, take care. Talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it, and if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 756.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Strautsutz, and lo and behold, I see by the old clock on the wall that it's time for the clean joke of the day, and look who we have here today. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
You are too kind. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Otis walked into the doctor's office, and the receptionist asked him what he had.
Uh-huh.
Otis said, shingles.
Uh-oh.
She wrote down his name, address, medical insurance number, and told him to take a seat. 15 minutes later, a nurse's aide came out and asked Otis what he had.
Uh-huh.
Otis said, shingles. She wrote down his height, weight, complete medical history, told Otis to wait in the examining room. A half hour later, a nurse came in and asked Otis what he had. Otis said, shingles. So the nurse gave him a blood test, a blood pressure test, an electrocardiogram, and told Otis to take off all of his clothes, wait for the doctor. An hour later, the doctor came in and found Otis sitting patiently in the nude and asked Otis what he had. And Otis said,
shingles.
Shingles. The doctor asked, where? Otis said, outside on the truck. Where do you want to unload them?
I had to take my clothes off for this. Freddie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Football season is back, and at Great Outdoor Provision Company, we've got the gear you need to take your tailgates to the next level. Check out our ultra-tough Yeti coolers guaranteed to make ice shiver, or pick up a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses for those glorious day games. Last but not least, we've got outerwear options from Patagonia, like Cinchilla Snap Tees and better sweaters to keep you warm as we get deeper into the season. Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, looking for showers all day, 90% chance of rain. Thursday, about 75. Tonight, 80% chance of rain with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, particularly in the morning. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. President Obama's ISIS battle plan.
I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it.
An NBA owner vows to sell.
This time it's over a racially charged email.
Royal announcement.
Kate's expecting another baby.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. They've murdered two American journalists and have seized wide swaths of territory in Iraq. Now the militant group ISIS will soon have to contend with new action from the United States. CBS's Bill Plant begins our coverage from the White House.
The president says he now has a plan to deal with the Islamic militants in Iraq and Syria. On NBC's Meet the Press, Mr. Obama said he'll tell the nation what it is on Wednesday.
What I'm going to be asking the American people to understand is, number one, this is a serious threat. Number two, we have the capacity to deal with it. Here's how we're going to deal with it.
Officials say the plan won't include ground troops, but airstrikes will continue, probably in Syria as well. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Ankara, Turkey. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has arrived here for talks with leaders about the situation in Iraq and Syria and ISIS. Turkey shares a border with both countries, and foreign fighters are believed to be crossing through Turkey into Syria. Dozens of Turks, including diplomats, are being held hostage by ISIS in Syria. So the government here may be hesitant to join an international alliance against ISIS out of fear for their safety.
The CBS News contributor Michael Morrell, a former deputy director at the CIA, says going after ISIS won't be easy, but can be done.
Going on the offense, degrading the group, means taking away their territory and, I think, going after the leadership. And I think it means it in both Iraq and in Syria.
Administration officials tell the New York Times that operation against ISIS could take 3 years to complete. In Southern California, forecasters say there could be more rain and flash flooding thanks to a hurricane off Mexico's coast. CBS's Terry Okita says heavy rain and rising water yesterday stranded dozens of drivers and flooded homes.
Pushed 50 miles inland by powerful winds from the Pacific, the storm quickly halted, hovering over neighborhoods and dumping nearly 3 inches of rain in an area suffering from extreme drought.
Overseas, flooding after 6 days of rain in parts of Pakistan and India is blamed for more than 300 deaths. A fire burning for weeks in the backcountry of California's Yosemite National Park kicked up yesterday. The park's Carrie Cobb says helicopters were needed to get some people out safely.
Once the fire started, we actually ended up evacuating approximately 100 people from the top of Half Dome and Little Yosemite.